Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, which were an oihel. We've spoken over the years about the music of oihel. I want to focus on a different nekuda here. It keeps going, again and again, the refrain that keeps going is Ve'ato mali poi, mali didi poi, Vaye ivu moishav poi, and so on. The word poi is the refrain. He calls Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the people that are both the Yeshne Poi and Eno Poi. It's a constant refrain here. I want to dwell a minute on it. In Lashon Kodesh, which is the Lashon of Emes, the Lashon of Torah, there's a concept called a makom, and in a makom is something which is a place. It has its unique features. It's identified in terms of itself. When I say poi here, the word here means that I'm identifying it through myself. It's not, if I give a street address, then I say, let's get to this place, let's get to this hotel, versus, why don't we stop here? The poi is something which is tied to the person rather than to the makom itself. In Ruchnius, there are two dargas of being mishayich oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's manura hamokim azeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koveya a mokum in the Bria. And despite the fact that we can't understand how the me'ala Bria can mishayich to the Bria, but the manura hamokum is defines a certain place. For ata poi amoid imodi defines a location in regards to the Shechina. The poi has no quality of its own that it happens to be this makom. It's here where I'm pointing to. In Akadosh Baruch Hu is Masha Shechina in the Mishkan, which was a pchina of poi and a pchina of oihel. Any time that's temporary has in itself those qualities. We're going to pitch tent. I don't take out a map and say, oh, this is the pinch tent place. I pitch it wherever I feel it's comfortable, convenient, or whatever it is. That's where we pitch a tent. So the oiholim, the Mishkan is more of an oihol. The Mishkan is not shayach to a makom, and that's why the Mishkan was never charev, and the Mishkan was gonis. The Beis HaMikdash is a makom, but it's a makom that carries in itself many of the tchunis of oihol and poi. The Torah never refers to the Beis HaMikdash being Yerushalayim. Yes, it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to want to choose this place. Yaakov said, "Manura makom azeh, anoich lo yadati." The anoich lo yadati means because mitzad the makom, there's no identification. Our shaychus to Shechina, our shaychus to Beis HaMikdash, when we sit and we misabel on the loss of Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, we keep remembering that it's not the stones, it's not the makom itself. It's because this is where a divine finger kavyachol points and says, poi amoy dimodi. There was a second nace that the poi could become a makom also, that it's kodesh afilu b'chorban b'shem musay. That's true. But the shirish of it is always that it's a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected. Its yichud is not mitzat atzma. Its yichud is because there's always a sense of poi and oihel in Beis HaMikdash even when it's in its menuchas elam.
A holy asher, a holy asher taft.